AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Democrats in the White House have struck a deal to avert a government shutdown and temporarily fund the Department of Homeland Security as they negotiate new restrictions on President Trump's immigration enforcement surge. Earlier, during a cabinet meeting, Trump said,
"Hopefully we won't have a shutdown. We're working on that right now. I think we're getting close. The Democrats, I don't believe, want to see it either. So we'll work in a very bipartisan way, I believe, not to have a shutdown. We don't want a shutdown."
What the nation witnessed on Saturday in the streets of Minneapolis was a moral abomination.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer on the fatal shootings by federal agents in Minneapolis.
"Enough is enough. What ICE is doing outside the law is state-sanctioned thuggery, and it must stop."
In Minnesota, Border Czar Tom Homan says immigration enforcement could reduce the number of officers, but only after cooperation from state officials, such as local jails, alerting ICE to inmates eligible for deportation.
"More agents in the jail means less agents in the street."
Venezuela's acting president has signed into law an overhaul of the country's oil industry, easing state control in an effort to lure investors. Meanwhile, President Trump's instructed Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy and the U.S. military to reopen Venezuelan airspace.
"American citizens will be very shortly able to go to Venezuela, and they'll be safe there. They'll be safe. It's under very strong control."
President Trump says he's asked Russian President Vladimir Putin to halt strikes on Ukraine's capital and other cities in Ukraine for a week amid a brutal cold stretch there. And as frigid temperatures linger across much of the U.S., Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says the death toll in his state has risen to 14.
"Please continue to check on family, on friends, and neighbors."
This is AP News. In Kentucky, a newborn calf named Sally, born during the weekend blast of cold, has become something of a social media star. Lisa Dwyer has the story.
After losing a calf last winter, Macy Sorrell says the family brought Sally inside.
"She was frozen. Her umbilical cord looked like a popsicle."
The family then got to work.
"The afterbirth was still on her, so I had to wipe all that off and took a blow dryer and warmed her up, you know, and got her all fluffed out."
All fluffed and dried, Sally snuggled in with the family's two young children on the couch. Macy says while it's not unusual to bring livestock in if needed, this one was special.
You see a cow in the house, that's nothing special. But whenever it's up on the couch, cuddling, you know, your three-year-old, so it puts a smile on your face.
As for Sally's future,
she's a permanent resident.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.